Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record and edit and even file your audio reports on location, and then they can be instantly heard by your fans or your followers on social media. More of a listener than a producer? Well, the app is great for that too. The daily download feature automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning, so you can listen offline, for example, on your commute. We are seeing a year-end crush of music app upgrades in progress as we near the end of 2014. Slacker Radio, an online listening platform and subscription service, has one of them. Slacker is similar to Spotify, although it doesn't get nearly as much media coverage. It just did a significant relaunch, releasing new apps that refocus the Slacker experience on human-powered music. That's the tagline. It refers to hosted playlists, and that's not a new thing for Slacker, which has invited prominent musicians into its I Am the DJ series for years. But now it's raising the game and centering its brand reputation on all kinds of hosted playlists. Jack Isquith is the head of content for Slacker, and he told us at Rain News that hosted programs get 3 times the playback as unhosted programs. The new app looks gorgeous, too, and comes with a shiny new Slacker logo. So it's definitely reinvention time for Slacker Radio. Then there is Shazam, the market-leading music tagging app, which is locked into competition with SoundHound. The two of them have the same basic music identification function. Shazam took a nibble from SoundHound's lunch this week with an app upgrade in which you can listen to tagged songs in Spotify. SoundHound has had that tie-up with Spotify for a long time. The truth is, both apps allow full song listening in multiple ways, and they're looking more similar to each other with each upgrade of their respective services. These music recognition apps are hugely popular and important in many consumers' musical lives. Shazam and SoundHound each has well over 100 million users. Grooveshark is an embattled music service that has practically lived in court this year, unsuccessfully defending against charges of copyright infringement. Now it has announced an attempt to rise from the litigation fire. Grooveshark will launch a new listening app next year that will reportedly be similar to Pandora and cost 99 cents a month to use. There might be something unique about it. CEO Sam Tarantino says it will change the ball game, in his words, for internet radio. We're not sure what that means, but I guess we'll all find out next year. Warner Music Group is one of the world's biggest label and publishing companies, and it released its financial report for the fiscal year ending September 30th. The results included some impressive figures related to streaming. The company's overall revenue rose 5.2% to just a touch over $3 billion, and that's the highest number since 2009. That total was bolstered by an increase of $150 million in revenue from streaming music royalties for Warner Music Recordings. There was a much smaller jump in royalty revenue for the publishing division, and that result keys into a highly publicized gripe among publishers and their lobbying groups that songwriters and composers don't get paid as well as performing artists in records for streaming music. That was one point in this summer's contentious congressional hearings on music licensing, and it'll remain a hot argument through 2015. Triton Digital, the streaming audio ratings company, published its monthly Webcast Metrics Top 20 Ranker. That's a chart of the most successful streaming audio entities. It only includes Triton Digital clients, among which are most of the big broadcast groups, as well as Pandora and Slacker on the pure-play internet side. Spotify is not in the list. This week's report was for September listening, and it showed a nearly unanimous upward trend in average active streams. That's a basic rating of how much listening is going on. Pandora is always the leader in these reports. Radio station webcasts are pretty much flat over the past year, with a few outperformers, such as Town Square Media and the National Public Radio Group. SoundCloud is reportedly raising more capital, a lot more. $150 million is the number we heard, and this would be after a $60 million funding round in January. The self-proclaimed YouTube of audio is a darling of investors, and if SoundCloud gets this rumored pile of money, its valuation could jump to $1.2 billion. At the same time, SoundCloud is stalled at the negotiating table as it tries to obtain long-sought music licensing deals with record labels. SoundCloud's music catalog is crowdsourced. That means that, like YouTube, music is uploaded by users. And that raises tricky licensing issues that SoundCloud has handled on an ad hoc basis. It needs those licenses to solve that administrative bottleneck and also to protect the company from legal attack. It's possible that more capital funding will give SoundCloud more maneuverability when bargaining. Many music services are engaging in the year-end ritual of charting the top songs and playlists of 2014. Spotify, which loves crunching numbers, released a nice presentation with all sorts of figures. Attached to that, for Spotify users, was something called My Year in Music. It's a dashboard that explains how many minutes you've listened to the service this year, your favorite types of music and your preferred songs, and so on. We're seeing people sharing their 2014 Spotify statistics as a kind of social identifier. Spotify also automatically generates a playlist based on your past listening. People are saying those playlists are pretty good, and we think so too. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.